Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I am going to be doing my mock draft 2.0. It has been out on my website, finsportsman.com, for a couple of days now. I couldn't find some time to do it, so I'm doing it now. I do all 32 picks of the first round. This is my mock draft 2.0. I believe I made a podcast on my 1.0. It was three podcasts for it because I did round 1, 2, and 3. But this one is just round 1, and it's my mock draft 2.0. So I'm just going to get started in it real quick. I'll do the first 16 picks, then a pause, and then I'll be going to the rest of the picks. So let's start off with number 1. I have Trevor Lawrence. I don't think I need to do any explanation on this. So Trevor going number 1. Number 2, I have the Jets selecting Zach Wilson, the quarterback out of BYU, getting a lot of hype as the draft comes near. Right now, it looks like the solid number 2 pick. Amazing as pro day. Throw 60-yard darts to his receivers. And this guy is definitely a crazy good player. He makes perfect timing on runs. He makes perfect timing when to throw it. I think this guy could be a quarterback who's NFL ready day one or can turn into Mitchell Trubisky. At number 3, the 49ers, I have them selecting Mac Jones, the quarterback out of Alabama. Here at number 3, the Niners definitely control the draft, in my opinion, because if they go Justin Fields, that could control who the Falcons go with, who the Broncos, who the Vikings, Patriots. This can control who each team goes with, and I think right now it's Mac Jones. He's a pocket passer, still is mobile. I compare him to Tom Brady, not necessarily that he's going to be Tom Brady, but that's my comparison, looks exactly like him. But Mac Jones, pocket passer who can still run. He throws amazing throws downfield, has great accuracy, scans the field just like an NFL quarterback does. So I think this guy is going to be crazy good in the future. So Mac Jones, I have him number 3. That leaves us to number 4 with the Falcons pick. I have them selecting Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida. This guy is a weapon on the offense. You can use him as a wide receiver, even as his actual position, tight end. He's just an amazing player. And I think the Falcons here, he kind of reminds me of Jonnu Smith, who Arthur Smith, he was the offensive coordinator for Jonnu Smith, so I think he might want a guy just like Jonnu Smith to work with. Right now, Kyle Pitts, the only thing he really needs to work on is the pass blocking and run blocking, but I think he can get better with that as he goes into the NFL. But this guy, Kyle Pitts, is an amazing player, and to have this type of tight end in this year's draft, you can't pass up on him. At number 5, I have my first reunion of quarterbacks and wide receivers, with Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU going to number 5 to the Bengals. I've said countless times that Burrow needs to get some protection, but really, what Burrow really wants is, he said it out loud before, that he wants Ja'Marr Chase, and I think the Bengals are going to do anything to keep him. And I think Bengals, even if they get an offensive tackle, I don't think it's going to be enough right away. They need more than just one piece to put him over the top. And Ja'Marr Chase, this is just the start of it. Guy is crazy good. Best jump ball receiver in this class. Reminds me of a smaller Kenny Golladay. If you have any comparisons to who's a smaller Kenny Golladay, please let me know. But this guy in 2019 had 1,700 receiving yards, which is crazy. That's numbers like Justin Jefferson numbers in his first year. So if that could happen again for Ja'Marr Chase, this team could be in some good luck. So Bengals have Ja'Marr Chase going back with Joe Burrow. My second reunion goes to Jaylen Waddle and Tua Tagovailoa, with the Dolphins selecting Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver out of Alabama. He's my wide receiver right now. Guy can catch in traffic. He can catch with everybody on him. He makes plays, gets into space. And he even, what showed me a great side of him, is when he played in the championship game, even risking his career. So this guy, Jalen Waddle, is going to be special in the NFL. At number 7, I have, this is the first pick that also, or second pick more, that can, this could be the second pick that changes up the draft. Patrick Surtain going to the Lions at number 7. He's the cornerback out of Alabama. Best lockdown cornerback in this draft. Last year they did draft Jeff Okuda. They drafted Jeff Okuda last year, and I think here this could be a great duo in corners. You could finalize this defense. You could also make this corner. You don't have to deal with these corners, and I just think this is a great pick for the Lions. At number 8, the Panthers select Penei Sewell. I think they go with an O-lineman for sure. This one, the Panthers really get thrown into a tough situation, same as the Lions, both in tough situations. But here, the Panthers, their decision is kind of easy to go with Penei Sewell, since he's the best offensive tackle in this draft. You just got Sam Darnold. You're most likely going to accept his fifth-year option. And Sewell is amazing. He has a ton of experience. Also, is a great run blocker too, and pass blocker. So he has two great skills on him. Great footwork. This guy can be the blocker for Christian McCaffrey. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt again, because that would definitely hurt the Panthers. But I think the Panthers go here with an offensive tackle, O-lineman. And I think here you go with Penei Sewell. At number 9, I have the 4th quarterback here off the board. I'm going to the Broncos with Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State. This guy, I think he needs a year to really feel the NFL. And I think what better team to do it with is the Broncos, because they have pieces that were intended to be around Drew Locke, but Drew Locke hasn't really shown anything. And Trey Lance, still at number 9, might as well take him, because you can finish off Drew Locke's contract and then have Trey Lance come in. This guy is definitely going to be someone. This could be like a Carson Wentz situation, but doing it better. Even though Trey Lance and Carson Wentz aren't really the same player, both players came out of North Dakota State, and people really have been talking about how Trey Lance might turn into a Carson Wentz, but maybe Carson Wentz just needed a year to sit. And Trey Lance, I think if he has a year to sit, this could be an unbelievable quarterback to watch out for. At number 10, I have the Cowboys selecting J.C. Horn. Already one corner off. The second one goes. This one is a CB needed team, cornerback needed team. Horn is a great player. He's very, very strong. At first, I thought he was even a linebacker when I first watched him. But no, he's a cornerback. He is super big, super strong, has a ton of speed, breaks up passes, has great hip movement. This guy can definitely be someone the Cowboys go after. And I think in my mock draft 3, I'm going to be doing some trades most likely. And the Cowboys could be a team that trades up or trades back. We'll see. At number 11, the Giants select Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle out of Northwestern. This is a spot where the Giants finish this O-line, make sure that Daniel Jones is their quarterback for the future that they're hoping he is. And Rashawn Slater has arguably been the best offensive tackle in this draft. And Rashawn Slater goes here at number 11. Kenny Golladay was also a big add, and Rashawn Slater definitely fixes it or finishes this offense. At number 12, I have the Eagles back-to-back-to-back division teams. The Eagles selecting Devontae Smith, the wide receiver out of Alabama. They don't have DeSean Jackson or Alshon Jeffery anymore. And Devontae Smith, he won the Heisman. That just doesn't really sit with me. It's just how he plays is what sits with me. And right now, Devontae Smith, this guy at number 12. He is a great player, great space. I think the size is really is going to make him fall. There's nothing against him. It's just I think teams are going to look at his size, smaller receiver, and teams are going to look at that and maybe even pass on him. But he's a great player for sure. The Eagles could also go with Justin Fields at number 12 to have a quarterback carousel or more like a competition, because I think the Eagles last year regretted not having one with all of their players. And right now, I have the Eagles taking Devontae Smith. At number 13, I have the Chargers selecting Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. One of my favorite offensive linemen in this draft, especially since I'm a Virginia Tech fan. But this guy is really good. He's going to have to develop into a pass blocking blocker instead of a run blocker, which is really what he is right now. I think this could be one of those teams that run it towards the player. Like, they would run it towards Christian Darrisaw just because he's a great run blocker and can stop the D-end and Austin Ekeler, who's also another one, could really go by, could actually create some space and have a great year with him. But then you also could go with another player like Elijah Air Tucker, who could be offense tackle or your guard. But here, I think Christian Darrisaw goes here. At number 14, I have the Vikings selecting Quiddy Pay, the edge out of Michigan. This guy will be a big boost for this team, especially since last year they got Unique Ngakoue, but then traded him right away. So with Delanie Hunter, and then you also have Quiddy Pay on the other side, this could be a great team. I do think Quiddy Pay will need to have a year or two to get to his full development, but Quiddy Pay is going to have a lot to offer for this team. At number 15, I have the Patriots selecting Justin Fields, quarterback out of Ohio State. Yes, I do have Fields falling, but I really do think this could be a pick that actually happens. Justin Fields to the Patriots. They're already testing out Cam Newton, and it didn't really go too well, but you could also blame that on time miss that he had. And I really think Justin Fields is going to have a lot to offer and could be one of the steals of the draft. I've heard he's been high floor guys, but low ceiling. And I really think this guy is going to have a high ceiling. I don't think it's going to be a low ceiling. This guy has a ton to offer, but I just don't see him going earlier than this. It would have to, probably in my next mock draft, he's probably going to be in a different spot, but we'll see. At number 16, I have the Cardinals selecting Elijah Vera Tucker, the guard out of USC. This offseason has been a big win. They got J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, traded for Rodney Hudson, and also got James Conner. I did not have this in my article before because he just recently signed. And Jadeveon Clowney also signed with the Browns, if you did not know that. But this could be a great offense. Elijah Vera Tucker to add on to the weapons they added. This could be a really good team. I like Elijah Vera Tucker. I think he's first-round talent. And I think this guy could really be a force on this team. So Elijah Vera Tucker going number 16. Okay, I will be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's continue on with the last 16 picks of this mock draft 2.0. Here at number 17, I have the Raiders selecting Micah Parsons, the linebacker out of Penn State University. This could be a really good team with adding Micah Parsons, honestly. If you look at this team, the Raiders have Unique Ngakoue, they just signed, and Max Crosby, who was a star last year. And then you add Parsons as a linebacker. Oh my, this team could really be something good to happen. This is going to be a great team. I think Micah Parsons may not be a scheme fit for this team, but I think he could really develop. Micah Parsons is a star. He had 5 sacks and 5 forced fumbles in his last season, 2019, for Penn State. This guy was a huge difference for this team. This year, Penn State was awful. Last season with Micah Parsons, it was a totally different team. Micah Parsons is going to be a great player in the future. I like him here. At number 18, the Dolphins select Jalen Phillips, edge out of Miami. He is probably either the best or second best edge in this class. The only reason why he's falling is because of his injury that happened, but that doesn't matter to me. This guy is great. He's a huge player. Reminds me of Jadeveon Clowney. So the Jadeveon Clowney that came out of South Carolina before he got hurt. A very big edge, a force to be reckoned with. This guy is outstanding, and O-linemen should be worried about him. He has great handwork, gets through the O-line, and when he's in the backfield, don't expect positive yardage. It's always negative. So here in Miami, they get Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle in this draft. At 19, Washington football team selects Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker out of Notre Dame. This guy could be the next defensive player taken in the first round by Washington. In the last 4 years, Washington has just taken defense after defense after defense with Deron Payne. They also have Jonathan Allen, Chase Young, Montez Sweat, now Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. This is a team that's building on this defense. And right now, I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he could be falling, but this guy is amazing. He is a bull rush coming in onto the backfield. Great linebacker, plays great zone. I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah could be a great player in this draft. At number 20, I have the Bears taking Tevin Jenkins, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma State. Chicago at this pick will take O-lineman. I think this is just a pick to make it a QB-friendly team because they want someone big, and the way to make a quarterback want to come is taking an offensive lineman and having protection for the quarterback. And I think Russell Wilson is really someone they are trying to go after. And if they want him there, you've got to go after a lineman in this draft for sure. And he's even a great running back and can really help David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen in the future. At number 21, I have the Colts taking Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver out of Minnesota. They added Carson Wentz. They got back T.Y. Hilton. They added Michael Pittman last year. And for this third wide receiver, you get an amazing wide receiver in Rashad Bateman. Wentz is definitely going to be liking this pick if they do get him some more weapons, make this the Super Bowl run team that happened a couple years ago without Wentz getting hurt. So here, this is going to be a really good team in the future. At number 22, I have the Titans selecting Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. This one, he is just a great force on the defense. Had 8.5 sacks last season, which was 8th in the NCAA. That is a ton of sacks. Also, Azeez Ojulari could be the better Jarrell Casey and Jadeveon Clowney in the future, especially with this team never having a solid defensive player. This could definitely be a great addition to the team. Then we got at number 23, Zaven Collins going to the Jets. They finished the draft, or the first round of this mock draft, with a linebacker with Zaven Collins. And then also Zach Wilson, great draft in my opinion. Zaven Collins could also be edge, ball hawk, definitely in zone coverage, and also has great speed too for a linebacker. At number 24, I have the Steelers taking Najee Harris. I think this is going to be the pick for sure. Najee Harris, when he drove 9 hours just to bring him Alabama to not even do his pro day, I think that really showed what type of player he is. And he's definitely first-round talent, even without that. But he secured a spot in the first round, in my opinion. At number 25, the Jags select Trevon Merrig out of TCU, ball hawk, amazing player. in on every play, basically. He makes the tackle. He makes the play. Trevon Moehring or Moehring coming out of TCU, going to the Jags, they finished with Trevor Lawrence and Trevon Moehring or Moehring. At number 26, the Browns take Greg Newsome. Got Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward. Well, guess what? Now they got Greg Newsome out of Northwestern, another great cornerback going to the Browns. This guy has definitely been climbing up a ton of big boards, even mine. Tons of speed, is great man-to-man. He can play in the inside or outside. I think this guy could definitely be a great player. At number 27, I have the Rams taking Christian Barmore, the defensive tackle out of Alabama. The Ravens lost two stars in Unique Ngakoue and Matthew Judon. So both are big losses. Christian Barmore comes in. Barmore has climbed up my board. Strong defense lineman, had six sacks in 2019 and nine in 2020. He's a different player this year as a starter, and I think he could do something in the NFL. The Saints at number 28 select Kyle Trask, quarterback out of Florida. Six quarterbacks in this mock draft. I think the Saints are looking for that franchise quarterback, and I think Kyle Pitts could definitely be one. He was top three in yards and touchdowns last season, and that could be a big difference for this team. And the Saints, I think he just can wait 1 year, and I think this could be a different team with Kyle Trask. At number 29, I have the Packers selecting Elijah Moore, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. Another great wide receiver out of Ole Miss. This is the only guy who could beat Patrick Surtain, who's really is an amazing lockdown cornerback. He was outstanding this year, especially. He had over 1,000 yards receiving this year with only playing 8 games. That is a big difference than his last year when he played 11 games. At number 30, the Bills select Caleb Farley, cornerback out of Virginia Tech. Great player. The only reason why he's falling is because teams are going to look at his second back surgery and think something, and really are not going to be super high on him, which they should be high on him because he's a great player, especially for only having 2 years at the cornerback position. They lost Josh Norman. Here is their replacement. At number 31, I have the Chiefs selecting Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle out of Michigan. Lost Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher. Now they get Jalen Mayfield and Joe Thuney. So that could be a huge addition for both. This Chiefs team get younger and you get another star. So, and you also free up cap space. So it could be a win-win for the Chiefs. At number 32, the Bucs select Eric Stokes, cornerback out of Georgia, as my last pick of this mock draft. The Bucs right here, all they're looking for is depth at positions. That's all they're looking at. They're not looking at who's the best player, or they're not looking at a certain position. They're looking at who they can get to add depth at this team. And here, they get a great player in Eric Stokes. Thank you so much for listening to Finsworth Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. Make sure to come back and listen to our next episodes that will be coming out. Hopefully, I should have my mock draft 3. Hopefully soon. Also, I'll probably be doing something with the NBA soon. So make sure to check out Finsworth Spin and come back. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.